The state alleges former Chancellor Richard Wells and former Vice Chancellor Thomas Sonnleitner illegally established limited liability corporations, along with the school's nonprofit foundation. The criminal complaint says they did so knowingly. Wells' attorney, Ray DeLosto, filed a motion to dismiss, saying the state's complaint doesn't include testimony from direct witnesses.
You can't just say, well, we believe you violated the statute.
Sonnleitner's attorney filed a similar motion. If convicted on all five charges, the men each face up to $50,000 in fines and more than 17 years in prison. Their next court date is in December. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.